Got the handy dandy little battery operated torch. Good morning, MGTOW men. That's there's two cats, there's Peanuts and over there is Jack. He's just as gorgeous as ever. And what I did is Jack was busting to go out for a shit and a piss. And I thought, fuck it, you know, I haven't been out for any sort of exercise for a while. Been turning into a sort of dead, about to fall over dead bloody desk jockey. So I thought, well, one of the best ways to get exercise is to go for a walk. And, you know, cats are like sort of dogs, only they like walking out at night, or generally speaking, unless, let's just not go tumbling over. So there's Jack and Peanuts. What I'm doing is, you know, I tell them that, you know, you got a choice. I say to him, usually sort of Jack first because he's a senior. I say, Jack, this is, we're going out for a walk. This is a, you know, yeah, just as a bit of a smart move, I stuck a kerosene lantern with the old hurricane lamp under the side of the car because it is pitch black out here and it's very, that's not saying I can't navigate. That's just saying I can't be fucked, you know, getting a bit lost in the dark sort of thing. So, you know, I'm not a super huge fan of kerosene-based hurricane lamps, but they have their purpose, and one of them, it's like they're not, the fuel's not cheap because everybody stopped using power kerosene and kerosene lamps and kerosene engines and shit like that a long time ago. And so you generally pay a lot of money for very small amounts to be sort of shipped around the countryside in small containers. And the only way it's really cheap is if you have a fleet of fucking aircraft, you know. A fleet of fucking jet engine type aircraft. And then it gets really cheap because it costs the sort of same or similar to hire someone to be a store clerk as it does to be a truck driver, only the truck driver will run, I don't know how much is in a tanker, you know, like a B double or something. So I'll just sort of make it up. We'll say, I don't know, 50,000 litres. I think it might be closer to, I think 100,000 litres might be a bit much, but 50,000 litres at least in a B double, you know. But maybe 60,000 litres or something. So it costs kind of the same as a store clerk or a couple of store clerks, plus overheads to go stack a few shelves with a few bottles now and then, as it does to hire a truck driver on an hourly basis. But the truck driver drops off 100,000 litres at a time. And, yeah. Not sure if Jack wants to go sort of exploring with me in tow, or he wants to sort of fuck off ahead and be without the bloody, you know, the heavy-footed, gasping and wheezing old man, you know. But they're having a good time. But there's Peanuts, there's Jack. Stay still for a moment, Jack. There he is. Yeah, they're good cats. And fucking Peanuts is like a bloody leprechaun. He's up trees like bloody amazing cat. You know, he can just run at trees and go boof straight up them. Yeah, so I got my little $8 LED torch lantern thing that yeah, so anyway, to find the car in the dark, I don't know if you can see it, but what I've done is I've set a little hurricane lamp. I mean, I don't really get lost very often, but it's been a while since I've been up this way in the dark, you know. And, you know, so there's not much to sort of see, I guess. So I turn the torch off and, yeah, so, but the hurricane lantern allows me to sort of see the car from a long, long, long way off. And I've also decided that, well, I'm not really keen on kerosene and hurricane lamps and stuff in the general sense. That warm yellow light, if I need to pull over in the middle of nowhere and park well off the road and just sleep in the back, then the hurricane lamp I think is a good idea for a marker lamp, you know. You know, and you know, so because I think that's one of the sort of reverse type things is the messages that I really got from my parents is that you're not lovable, you're not wanted, we just wish you'd just fuck off and die, you know. You're not worthy of our time, attention, consideration, respect, you know. And, you know, so therefore you don't have a right to an existence. So you got to hide yourself and be nobody and a nothing, and no one will ever know about you. And, yeah, it's a good little lamp, this. One of the things I've really changed my mind on is being visible, being seen, being a bit colourful, and not sort of hiding myself away from the world, you know what I mean? That sort of, you know, that stuff about, you know, bikers and they're wearing black clothes and black t-shirts and black pants and they've got black bikes. And they're always sort of hiding and shit. And I think, well, I'd rather have a nice white helmet, reflective, reasonably bright reflective clothes, so that I'm no longer a fucking target, you know, a Mr. Invisible in the traffic, you know. And, because I saw my dealer on one of my motorbikes, and it's a black motorbike, and it's, he's wearing dark brown leathers and a sort of blackish or a nondescript kind of multicoloured helmet. When I saw him in the traffic, I thought he's like a sort of a little black beetle scurrying and amongst the cars, and I thought he's really fucking hard to see. And I think all you have to do is be not someone driving and they're tired, they're not paying attention, they haven't had enough sleep, you know, they're on some sort of fucking medication, you know. And it only takes really to have a really nasty fucking crash. It only takes a moment of distraction and you're fucked, you know, or they fuck you. And you know, I was watching this video on outlaw sort of motorcycle clubs and how they ride from state to state in Australia. And I thought there might be like 200 of them in a group, you know, riding sort of two abreast down a single lane of the freeway. But if you really wanted to, it sort of occurred to me that if you really wanted to fucking wipe a lot of them out, all you'd have to do is come along with a really fast car and clip all their, you know, in Australia we drive on the left-hand side of the road. So if it's a two-lane sort of highway in each direction, all you have to do is, you know, they're in the left-hand lane of a two-lane road. That's two lanes in each direction sort of stuff. All you have to do is just come flying along that half the freeway and hit all of their fucking right-hand, handlebar type things with your front quarter pillar or the front left-hand quarter pillar, and you could bring them all down at speed, you know what I mean? They're all sitting on 100 k's an hour with the cops up their asses or whatever, you know, and that's sort of, you know, that's when it occurred to me, amongst many other situations, having thought, you know, Mr. Rough and Tough guy on the fucking motorcycle sort of shit. Just how fucking vulnerable you really are when you're riding a motorbike, you know? How, you know, the bullshit ideology of people who ride motorcycles is all the fucking cages, mate. Oh, fuck. You know, they don't look where they're going, fucking rah, 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 rah. But, that's the truth. You don't need to be, because you've got a certain element of protection around you, you don't need to be as conscious or as cautious on the road as someone who, you know, like hyper-vigilant, as someone who rides a motorbike. So the threshold of perception is not less, but, you know, if you pull out in front of a motorbike, you're not as worried as, say, you would be, you know, as if you pulled out in front of a big truck, you know. Hence the sort of level of proportionality. So you've got to be looking out for trucks. But if a motorcycle, someone on a motorcycle is dressed all in black, black helmet, black leathers, black bike, and the background fucking, you know, colouring to which they're contrasting against makes them equally hard to see, like dark green trees and dark green fucking shaded areas, or dark shaded areas and dark green trees and all this sort of shit. You tend to blend in with the background. And so if they're just having a casual glance up the fucking road, you know, you're rat shit. You know, I'll just pull out sort of, you know, that sort of Hansen's great theory on, oh, Jack's having a dust bath. Yeah. Gets rid of the fleas. You know? So here am I with my happy little lantern. Two cats. Oh, they're gonna. Yeah, that's all right. So, you know. I might sort of Jack having a dust bath, and in terms of walking around, geez, this little lamp's good. These are three AAA batteries, and you know. It's not a super brilliant night, as in, you know, it's cool. It's a bit windy. I've got some really good insulating clothing on. But, yeah. You know, the sort of, as the air over the east, or is that the west? Yeah, as the breezes come in from, you know, the sort of South Pole, the West, you know, all that sort of shit. And I might go back to the car and see if the cats would like a drink. So, yeah. That's a level of proportionality, you know. I won't talk about other issues, because I think they're not for discussion in a public forum. You know, sharing with you, just you and me and the entire fucking internet, is not a sort of, these things belong in sort of more confidential discussions, you know. And I don't know. I don't know if that was a spot of rain or a little bit of bug shit coming down on my arms from the trees. I begin to suspect, after several drops have landed on me, that it may be the beginning of some rain. But yeah, I think indeed you do. We're up for a bit of a shower. So I'll just pause this here. I've got to do a couple of things.